Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Days of Gold by Jude Devereaux, narrated by Davina Porter and directed by Stephen Mosbleck.
Part 1. Scotland, 1766. Chapter 1.
Have you seen her yet?
Nay, I have not, Angus McTurn said for what seemed like the 100th time. He had just come in from the hills, and he was wet, tired, hungry, and cold. But all anyone could talk about was Neville Lawler's fancy English niece, come to the old castle to look down her nose at the poor Scots.
You should see her,
young Tam said as he tried to keep pace with his cousin's long stride. Angus was usually glad to see Tam, but not if all he could talk about was Lawler's niece.
She has hair like gold, the boy said, his voice cracking.
He was just coming into manhood, and what the girls said, did, and looked like was everything to him.
She has eyes as blue as a loch, and her clothes. Never did I see such clothes as she has. They're spun by the angels and trimmed by honeybees.
But then you've never been anywhere to see much to compare her to now, have you, lad? Angus said. And everyone stopped to look at him in astonishment. They were in the big stone courtyard that had once belonged to the McTurn family. Angus and Tam's grandfather had been the laird, but he was a lazy old reprobate who'd gambled and lost everything to a young Englishman, Neville Lawler. Angus had been just 9 at the time, living with his widowed mother, and it had been Angus who the clan turned to. In the 16 years since, he'd done his best to look out for the few remaining McTurns. But sometimes, like today, it seemed like a...